Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's special episode, we will do a quick round of research on the Waves platform. So let's get right started. And before we get started, don't forget to subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast if you're listening on the podcast, and join our Telegram channel. I've linked it below on the show notes and in the description. So for the people who are new here, we here at Blue Alpine Research, we do in-depth fundamental research on cryptocurrencies. However, when we kind of want to get like a quick overview of certain cryptocurrencies or coins, we use the 6x6 method, for example, that we have here. So on one side, we have the team, the advisors, the investors, the technology and the product, the roadmap, partnerships, news, ease of use and availability. And on the other side, we're asking questions such as what is the problem of transactional inefficiency the coin is trying to solve, how big is the market they are targeting, etc., etc. Now, for time reasons, today we're only going to look at the general topics of Waves, and we'll look at the team, the advisors, investors, technology, product, roadmap, partnerships, ease of use and availability. So let's get started maybe with the first instance. So first thing that we do is normally we go to the website and we check out the website in general, how it looks, whether it's kind of meaningful, whether we can understand what exactly it means. Get started with blockchain, gain access to the Waves platform, solutions for storing, trading, managing, and issuing your digital assets easily and securely. So it sounds like it is kind of a platform where you can not only store and trade, but also kind of issue your digital assets as well. Then we have here the Waves price in Bitcoin. We have the decentralized exchange volume, which is a 161,000. And we'll compare that to what we have on CoinMarket in a second. Then we have kind of the investors. We have here already an interesting tidbit, which is in 2017, we partnered with Deloitte to launch the development of a legal framework for wider adoption of blockchain technologies. Now, normally, when you look at the website and you see kind of partnerships, definitely make sure to confirm that these partnerships are true. We have actually looked into this and it's officially on Deloitte's site here. It's a press release in December 2017 and it says here that Waves platform is creating a self-regulatory body that will provide reporting, legal, tax and accounting, know your customer and business due diligence standards for ICOs and blockchain industry. The organization will be founded as an association, with Switzerland being the most obvious choice for location. So it looks like definitely Deloitte is involved in this project in some kind of way. It also looks like they are kind of focused on ICOs and kind of want to become the regulated legal ICO platform. Pretty interesting. Then they have this split down for developers, traders, organizations. And then we already have here the exact product that as a user we could use. The current version of the Waves client is a wallet, decentralized exchange, and a tool for to release tokens. And we'll look at the product in a second as well. We have here so wallet kind of options that you have. You can transfer, you can start mining, receive interest on your Waves account, take advantage. So start mining actually means that there is no proof of work going on. So we'll look into this in a second. Then we have the decentralized exchange, which is a very like interesting use case for cryptocurrencies in general. However, main problems are here, for example, availability, liquidity, and security, obviously. So whether this is whether they will be able to do this is another question. Then you can issue your token. So it's definitely an ICO platform kind of where you can create your tokens. And they have two examples of different companies, Primal, Mobile Go, and Primal Base already created kind of an ICO. Then we have here kind of a small-ish roadmap. We have the news, and we have here also a Telegram channel, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and probably Bitcoin Talk, yes. So first point that we have is team. When we look at the team here, we can click at company and we see we create the economics of free, perfect, and instant Waves platform, global public blockchain platform, founded in 2016. And here we see the team, Sasha Ivanov, he's a founder and CEO. Here we can check out his LinkedIn profile. We have Maxim Petrovsky, and he is the COO. We have Maria Borovikova, and she's the CFO. We have here a product manager of the development team and some developers here as well. Unfortunately, not all of them are kind of linked, so no GitHub profiles here. This is already, I always like to see that these developers actually worked on blockchain related products, or whether we can see whether Scala, it's a programming language, whether they are like kind of good or have worked at bigger projects using Scala before. Then a very important point, a white paper, which actually we will start with right away before we really look into the team. So if we look at the white paper, it's 11 pages. It has been written by Sasha Ivanov, so by the CEO and the founder. And the thing is with this white paper, it's fairly non-technical. So it's basically completely non-technical, and it talks about what waves the platform could potentially do. Now, what I really like is the kind of use case that they mention. So they have these two or three use cases, and this is really interesting. National currencies on the blockchain. So they have kind of this idea that states could use the Waves platform to kind of issue their type of currencies. They want to be kind of regulated in some way. So they are for regulation, and they think it's a good way, the right way. And this is very interesting considering that, for example, Russia wants to or has mentioned that they might want to launch kind of a national digital currency as well. Obviously, Vitalik Buterin has met with Vladimir Putin last year. So there's definitely some interest from Russia's side going on. So it could very well be that, for example, the Waves team is already talking to the government and all of these things. So you kind of have to, when you do research, think about these second and third order effects as well. So obviously, when they focus themselves on becoming like national currency issuers, then this is definitely a possibility. Then the second is crowdfunding, decentralized financial instruments, and beyond. And there they basically explain on one side the Kickstarter, and on the other side kind of startup fundraising and how it potentially could work. Then there's some small explanation on how it works on a technical level. For me, this is a bit, I would have expected a bit more, to be honest. I want to see more technical details in a white paper. However, depending on to whom you kind of write this white paper to, it is kind of, you want to keep it as more business focused. I can understand that, but I would have rather seen a bit more technical details here. Now, what is interesting, it's proof of stake consensus, and it's something called stake leasing. Now, what it says here, account leasing is not equivalent to balance transfer. A lightweight node can still transfer its balance to another node and conduct other operations. By leasing out their balance, lightweight nodes effectively select which full nodes will carry out most of the network's payment processing. Reducing the number of nodes that can potentially produce blocks allows for faster confirmation times, lower latency, and a higher system throughput. So this is an interesting concept that we haven't really talked about here before. And obviously, proof of stake is also quite interesting. So as we've said already, you can start mining and there is no proof of work, so you don't need specialized or any kind of hardware to really mine for it. Then they have like this additional and some conclusions, references, etc. Now, we've talked shortly about the kind of the product or the technology, but let's get started with this team. So we've looked at Sasha Ivanov. He's the founder and CEO. He is in Moscow, in Russia. And when we look at his kind of, let's see whether we can find his, where this Alexander Ivanov, and here it says Sasha Ivanov, but assuming it's the same person since it's linked. So let's check out here. So he was the founder of Coinomat.com from September until now, Coinomat.com. And And let's see what it is. It's a gateway service for Waves platform users who want to introduce fiat money into Waves blockchain tokens. So it's kind of related. You can't really look at this separately. He has studied at the Moscow, I think, State University it was. It says here, Moscow State University. And he has studied theoretical physics. He's speaking English, German, Italian. And not really a lot besides this. So it's kind of, he kind of started with this as well. So if we look at the COO here, he is originally from, it looks like, Lithuania. And he is the founder and CEO of Getsy. Is a digital loyalty program for small, medium businesses in CIS and the leading micro location tools provider. He's worked there 2 years. He was the founder and CEO of Green Garage Makerspace. It's a pioneering community of emerging maker businesses. And then he joined in June 2017 the Waves platform as a COO. So he definitely has some kind of an entrepreneurial experience that is, of course, valuable, but unfortunately it doesn't look like really blockchain or crypto related experience here. Now, if we look at the rest of the team, we have here Maria. I think here we have a blog post where she is being welcomed as a CFO, Maria Borovikova. And she actually used to work 2 years at Yandex.Money, Russia's largest online payment service, as head of financial reporting department. Very interesting. So every time you see people moving from these like high up places to blockchain or cryptocurrency projects, it's always very kind of a positive sign for the project, because it means that this person is leaving a secure salary job for kind of a risky startup project in this whole like risky area of cryptocurrencies. So her enthusiasm, her knowledge of the banking and electronic payments industries, as well as her extensive experience with finance, make her the perfect choice for our new CFO. Look forward to working with her in the months and years to come. And that's kind of like the management team. I've always also looked kind of into the developers, wasn't able to see too much here. And we have here Phil Filipak. He's a programmer and he's a kind of the front-end guy for Waves, also based in Russia, and fairly active, so that's always a good sign. And let's see here, though, you can check out a game made for small JavaScript. So he's the front end guy. You can see he's worked mainly with the JavaScript platform here, and probably Node or something else. But you will see, you can definitely see that he's a kind of like, they have put in some thought into the front end part as well. So we've looked at the team part. Let's check out the advisors, investors. And like I said, guys, again, I repeat, this is kind of a short overview and quick analysis. So you always have to do your own research. And if you want really in-depth kind of research, you have to look into our research reports. So when we look at the advisors and investors of the Waves platform, what we can see here is we have kind of James Sowers. He's an investor. We have the current team here, and then we have a board member and advisor, and that's Axel Hellinger. And actually, if you check him out, he is kind of a legal consultant, and he's kind of focused on cryptos as well, which kind of makes sense considering that Waves wants to look into and becoming kind of this legal regulated ICO platform. Kind of makes sense. Who else do we have here? James Soros, ICO and crypto asset ambassador. He is from Florida and he has made a bunch of investments, mostly ICOs. So this is interesting. And yes, he's mainly an ICO advisor and has invested into different ICOs. So that's pretty interesting. It looks like he is a known figure, or at least a known person, in terms of a Korean-American businessman, philanthropist. And James is an experienced ICO and blockchain advisor. So he has invested into 40 startups and in ICOs, contribute to positive aspects. So That's already good. However, we kind of always want to see like a good team of advisors or a good like bunch of investors that believe into the project. This is always also a good sign. Here it's kind of so-so. On one side, the legal advice is definitely good, and then the investor is also an interesting person, but we would like to see a bit more there. Technology, product, and kind of roadmap. So if we look at the product, so what we did was actually sign up and create kind of an account, which it's interesting because so what you're seeing here, and for the podcast listeners, we're looking at screenshots that I've taken previously. When you sign up for a wallet on Waves, you kind of get access at the same time to a decentralized exchange as well. So what you can do is either send Waves to this account kind of, or Bitcoin or Ethereum, and then exchange them. And it kind of shows the price as well. You kind of can build a portfolio. It shows your transactions and also the leasing part. Now we'll come to that in a second. It looks very much like Coinbase, which is very positive. So definitely they've taken some kind of inspiration from that perspective, which I think is very positive. So one of my like caveats or like one of my problems that I have with the crypto space is it's just not user friendly at all. Like there is no way we will get a lot of big amount of people into cryptocurrencies when exchanges like Coinbase and Bittrex are still super complicated, and wallets are not user friendly, and security is not made as a kind of important factor. But with Waves, I must say it, like the whole process was very straightforward, very security focused. And also here you can start the leasing part. So it's this leased proof of stake system where you can, when you have a Waves balance, you can kind of start leasing them out in order to start proof of stake, which is quite interesting. And you can all do this within this online client. So at the same time, it's kind of your private keys and all of these things are secured on this device, unless you like save them somewhere else. So it's definitely already a platform. So the product is very interesting. Not a lot of details on the technology, which I am missing, to be honest, from the white paper. And now if we jump into the roadmap part, we as well, like there is no separate roadmap again. Well, there is the planned features. And what we would do in this normal case is actually really analyze this this roadmap or this list and see which parts have been, for example, implemented and which parts not. So if, for example, Spring, which is more or less now, smart contracts, non-Turing, hardware wallet, Shapeshift, mobile apps update, decentralized voting, simple messaging. So we would check for these features and kind of go through this checklist and would see whether, for example, smart contracts have been enabled. Now, some smart contracts, if you compare this, for example, to Ethereum, is like Ethereum's main focus, right? So if Waves wants to become like a platform where people develop on and build smart contracts and all of these things, this has to be like kind of rock solid and really be bulletproof. And then there is the decentralized voting, the simple messaging, all of these things. So it would be interesting to really look through those separately. But since time doesn't really allow it, we'll tackle that. Partnerships, we've already looked at the one with Deloitte. I wasn't able to find like another big partnership at this level. However, Deloitte definitely an interesting kind of like partner to have when it comes to ICO projects. So it definitely means they are interested in ICOs, so the Waves platforms. So it's a good partner in my eyes, but I would love to see more like big name partnerships and really combine that with the roadmap and really move towards what is next. How will the decentralized exchange platform, for example, work? Ease of use and availability. So we have looked at the ease of use, and before actually we jump into CoinMarketCap and look at the availability, also what I wanted to show you is Crypto Miso again. This is kind of, it shows the amount of GitHub commits, so the kind of contributions to the open source project that in this case is, for example, Waves. And we can see already here Waves is at number 6, and you can see a lot of commits from the last couple of weeks. So it looks like there it's fairly active, and that's always a positive sign. So you want to kind of back the projects and look into the projects that are active, that are kind of responding to the different issues and all of these things. So there is always kind of a conversation going on and all of these things. And you can also look at the, for example, the closed tickets as well. So if people have had issues, whether they have been fixed or whether the amount of issues is quite a lot, this is also always kind of an interesting number to check out. What I also liked was the wiki here was also fairly straightforward and fairly like explanatory. So there's definitely kind of a focus as well on developers, and that's really positive. And like I said, ease of use, I really liked the decentralized exchange part. Obviously, once this hits heavy load, then this will really become interesting. But from a user experience perspective, at least, it was fairly straightforward. If we look at the availability and where it actually is on the list, we have it here on place number 37. And if we look at, let's say, last 3 months, price-wise, it has come down, as has always, everything basically. Volume would be interesting here as well, to look at the volume in general. So there is $16 million, and don't forget, at the beginning we talked about the volume on the decentralized exchange was in the I think low six figures, was around $161,000. So there is definitely a discrepancy between like the decentralized exchange and this, but this is to be expected. We have a circulating supply of 100 million waves. And there is no max cap, there is no kind of max supply. So this would be interesting as well to understand, like, how does the circulating supply work? Will they take some back, burn them? All of these things, for example, have not been mentioned in the white paper, which I think should be mentioned there. But generally, price-wise, this is fairly straightforward. We can see that it is, what is interesting, TideX. So kind of the main volume comes from there. And we have Binance number 2 and Bittrex number 5 here as well. So there's, and interestingly, Waves Decentralized Exchange is here with 0.32% in terms of volume. Now, what is also interesting here, you can see 53,000, but I think if you add all of these up, maybe you get close to the 160, but it's actually a bit away from the 160,000 on the website. But this could also depend on how it's calculated on the website. So that's it, guys. We are, as always, like, this is also fairly specific to Blue Alpine Research. We don't give buying or selling recommendations in any way. You have to do your own research. What we do is kind of give you the tools and show you how we do research and how, at what points and what things we look at. But in the end, you have to decide for yourself. You have to also build kind of an investment thesis. And if you, for example, really back kind of banking on platforms that will make it big in cryptocurrency, because it's like the infrastructure will be built, then maybe Waves is a good investment. If you think ICOs will become the thing on in terms of fundraising and crowdfunding, then maybe Waves is a good investment. But if you believe, no, this is still kind of shaky and there is very little information about the technical details, and you would rather see more, for example, you believe more in Ethereum as an ICO platform or in NEO as an ICO platform, then maybe it's not a good investment. As always, you have to do your own research, but from our side, like, no huge red flags in terms of negative, like, scammy behavior or anything. Looks like a proper project. They have some interesting use cases in our opinion, but we would wish to see a bit more details on some of these points. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget to join the Telegram channel, and I will see you on the next one.